Diachronic linguistics. When languages are related, how they differ from each other can be observed and traced back to what unites them. So Sear's big interest here is getting at the cause of the differences. He points out that distance alone does not create differences. Time is the determining factor. If half the speakers of a language were packed off to a new location on the other side of the world, the day they got there, they would still be speaking the same way as the people back home. But after decades and centuries, the language would have undergone certain changes in the new location, and other changes among the speakers back home. So the unity of related languages is to be found in time alone. What is the starting point for the language changes that end up producing different dialects, local speech? What pattern of changes is involved? To answer these questions, we have to keep two basic facts in mind. Language change takes the form of specific innovations that follow each other one by one, and each of these innovations covers a definite and well-marked out area. If the area happens to be the whole territory where the language is spoken, no dialect differences will be created. If the area covered by the innovation is only part of the territory, dialect differences will begin to emerge. Now, a shift in pronunciation from a to a, for example, can occur on the same territory as a shift in pronunciation from s to z, but in different parts of that territory. There is no way of predicting what direction dialect changes will take when they spread. So if they are all shown together on a map, they make very complicated patterns. What is the result of this kind of differentiation over time? One language may be spoken throughout a vast area, but as centuries go by and it undergoes local changes everywhere, speakers from the extreme regions will likely not be able to understand each other, whereas speakers in neighboring regions will. Traveling from one region to another, you would notice only limited differences between dialects. But the sum of those differences grows till it finally distinguishes one language from another.